Another John Doe?
No. We actually got a positive ID on this one yesterday.
Gunshot wound to the head. Ouch. Who did the ID?
His nephew. Lionel Washington, his name is.
Well, let's get him in the truck. I'm knocking off in about an hour, and I want to get this all done.
Where is this bunch going?
They're making a mass grave in a quarry out by Elgin.
I suppose. With all the deaths in the last couple of weeks.
Yep, and now we can add Andre Dupree to the pile.
Episode 7, Line in the Sand.
Hey, Ryan, grate this block of cheese for me, would you?
Where's the grater?
It's in the drawer next to the sink.
I got it. Here. How's the ground beef looking, Judd?
Good. I never made tacos for this many people, but I'm guessing we got more than enough.
So, is Lionel planning on eating with us?
Oh, I hope so. I kind of want to find out what's going on with him.
He hasn't said much since you guys got back from that morgue yesterday.
Yeah, and he didn't say a peep on the way home either.
What happened?
The only thing he said was that whoever they showed him wasn't his uncle.
So what does that mean? Is Andre still alive or something?
I don't know. I don't think Lionel knows either.
Well, that's probably why he's being
He's just being quiet, you know, keeping to himself. I get in those moods too.
Yeah, and then you hop on a plane and fly to England.
Not every time. How's that cheese coming, Ryan?
Almost done.
Vic, you want to cut up a tomato?
Not really. I'm not really much for tomatoes.
Okay, so cut it up for me?
I'd do it if I were you. He might kick you out.
Yeah, cut it or I'll make you sleep in a tent in the backyard.
Oh, no way. I'd want to do that.
Very funny.
I'll do it already. Give me the knife.
Oh, careful. Those things are sharp.
Really? You want to play chicken with it?
Not with you.
What do you mean?
Because he'd win, and I'd feel like a wuss.
Oh, just stand up against the wall there. I'm really good at throwing knives.
Hey, Vicky, your past in the circus is really scaring me.
Scaring you? I'm the one she wants to throw a knife at.
You want me to hold him for you?
Lionel, nice to see you.
Nice to be seen. You cooking Mexican?
Yeah, tacos, bro.
You need any help?
I got a tomato here that nobody wants to deal with. If you can get the knife away from Sideshow, it's all yours.
Bring it on, man.
He slices, he dices.
You ought to see me doing onion.
You can do that next.
Oh, yeah, I don't think anyone's gonna fight you for that job. We got everything on the table?
Almost forgot the salsa. Oh.
Looks good. Let's dig in.
Hold on there, Chief.
What?
Well, somebody's gotta say grace.
Grace? Come on.
No, he's right. Someone should pray.
Why don't you? You're the oldest.
Yeah. Okay, sure.
Well, go ahead.
Okay. God? Thanks for all the tacos that you've given to us. And thanks for bringing us all together. Amen.
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 So is that how you really pray?
Yeah, I guess. Why?
Well, like on TV, they say lots of these and thous and those and stuff.
I've never prayed out loud before.
It was fine.
I don't think God really cares.
I'm just saying.
I know. I just, you know, I'm not used to praying out loud. All right, give me a break.
It doesn't matter to me.
Well, fine.
Well, it does matter to me that my food's getting cold. Pass the tortillas.
Yeah, get some onions.
Now that Now that you guys have been staying here for a few days and have eaten most of my food.
Get real. We could eat for a year and not clean you out.
Yeah, I know. I'm just kidding. I'm not trying to be the boss here or anything, but I am the oldest, and this is my house.
Oh, no. This is gonna be good.
I think I'm gonna have to set some ground rules.
Like what?
Well, first of all, we all gotta agree to watch out for each other.
What exactly does that mean?
It just means that we let each other know where we are, you know? Don't do anything stupid, like breaking the law, staying out all night, that kind of stuff. Anybody have any problems with that?
Nope, I'm here.
All right. Also, I think we ought to read the stuff that Bruce gives us.
What?
And we ought to go to the meetings he wants us to go to.
You mean on Sundays?
Yeah, that too, but I'm talking about the meetings during the week.
Yeah, okay.
Sounds fair to me.
Not to me.
What?
I'm not into that stuff, you know that.
Guess you're gonna have to crash somewhere else then.
Yeah, since when is this your call? This is Judd's house, and he's not gonna make me read the Bible and go to church just to stay here. Right?
As a matter of fact, I am.
What?
I can't believe I'm saying this, because I used to hate it when my mom said it.
Here it comes.
As long as you live in my house, you have to follow my rules.
I don't believe this.
Well, might make life easier if you did.
You're gonna force me to believe what you believe, or you're gonna kick me out?
Nobody can make you believe anything. What we're talking about is joining the rest of us in what we're doing.
This is so unfair.
Why is it unfair? I don't think he's asking so much.
Look, I can't make you read the Bible if you don't want to. All I'm asking is that you go to church and to Bruce's meetings with us. You can plug your ears or sleep with him for all I care, but you're gonna be there.
And if I don't?
Then you can find someplace else to live.
He won't. He's too chicken.
Shut off, Lionel.
Lay off him, will you, Lionel?
So, Ryan, what's the deal, huh? You in or you out?
I gotta decide right now.
We're meeting with Bruce tonight. Tomorrow's Sunday. You go with us tonight and promise to go tomorrow, or you move out this afternoon.
It's called the line in the sand.
Lionel?
I'm just saying the line has been drawn. You gonna cross that line and live in your tent, or are you with us?
I'll think about it. Can I go now?
Sure.
We should probably pray for him.
No, he's just being a punk.
You know why he doesn't believe in God, don't you?
Why?
Think about it. If we're right, our parents are in heaven right now and his are dead.
Not just dead, but in hell.
Wouldn't it be nice if we could find out that his parents were actually Christians or became Christians before they died?
Those things don't happen in real life.
No, but wouldn't it be nice anyhow?
Let's get this mess cleaned up.
Can I say something?
Sure. What's up?
I just want to say, I'm not trying to pick on Ryan all the time. I'm just trying to tough him up some, you know, like my sister did to me.
Well, I don't think you're doing a very good job.
I'm not trying to make him feel bad, but he's such a wuss. He's just gotta grow up, that's all.
I can understand him being scared.
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't sleep much. When I do, I have bad dreams, or I dream about my family and stuff. Most of the time, I wake up crying.
I've been dreaming about my family, too.
And one of these days, we're gonna have to go back to school, too. You thought about what it's gonna be like sitting in class, knowing what we know?
You mean about the rapture and stuff?
Yeah, and about what's gonna happen. I mean, if that Antichrist guy shows up, there's only 7 years left.
Makes math class seem kind of a waste of time, huh?
Sure does.
I think, Vic's right, though, Lionel.
About what?
About Ryan. You know, you should try to encourage him more. Yeah, I think he looks up to you.
You think?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Think I should go talk to him?
It wouldn't hurt.
Not gonna stick around here, bunch of jerks. Oh, he's too chicken. There's a line in the sand. What are you gonna do? What?
Hey.
What do you want?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say I'm sorry. You know, for cracking you around all the time. I don't mean to be getting on your case. Like, I mean, I'm just saying, you know,
You're saying you don't know what you're saying, right? Are you finished?
No,
I think you are. Get lost.
What are you doing?
None of your business.
packing a bag, huh? You planning on taking off?
What do you care?
What do I care? What do I care? You really that dense?
Just get out of here.
You got it, Chief.
So what are we gonna say to Ryan when we find him?
I don't know yet.
I want to know how he snuck out without us knowing it.
He probably went out the front door while we were in the kitchen. Whatever. I don't care about that. I just want to make sure he's okay.
I still say he's too scared to do something crazy.
I hope you're right.
They think I'm chicken. I got news for them. We'll see who finds out what's up with the missing Uncle Andre. All right, so what's going on here?
I don't want to hear you talking like that, understand? You gotta be cool. No, don't be saying these things. You know I don't like... Andre?
Andre?
You know you should.
She's talking to Andre.
You know? You've got to keep yourself healthy so you can come out again.
Come out? He must be hiding someplace.
Don't go getting all religious.
Where could he be hiding?
You're just lonely. Listen. Your nephew was here the other day. Leroy told him he could stay, but... No. He took off. Not too happy about us staying here in his house. He'll be cool with it once you come back.
Andre's coming back? All right, so when?
He seemed like a smart kid. Stood up to Leroy for sure. 14? Looked 16 at least. No, honey, don't worry about him. Now quit your fussing. Soon this will all be over. Yeah? Well, I love you too. So shut up.
It's time for me to get out of here. Andre's alive. I ought to be happy to hear that. Whoa! Ah! Nice move!
Hey, come back here, boy.
Uh-oh.
No, you don't.
Let go of me.
Not till you tell me what you're doing in our yard.
I thought it was my friend's yard.
Yeah. Who's your friend? Maybe you want to step inside, let some of my brothers talk to you.
I'm not telling anybody anything.
We'll see about that.
Get off of me.
Not gonna happen, kid. I ain't in no mood to go chasing you around the neighborhood.
All right. Come with you. Don't gotta drag me.
You gonna run on me?
I'm not afraid of you. This is my friend's house.
You need help, Talia?
No, he's coming. He wants to talk to you, Leroy. Hey, you little...
Talia!
Get him, Leroy!
What's up, man?
I don't know, but little man's got some reason he really wants to be out of here. Get in the van.
Oh, man. Judge is too far. I'll go through my neighborhood. Whoa. Either that or find a place to hide around here. Uh-oh.
Turn here, man. Turn. He's got to come out of that yard there.
No, I don't see him.
No. Hold up. He's coming. There he is. Run him down.
I got him.
Look out. You almost hit that car, man.
Relax, man. I got it.
Where did the kid go?
Man, you want me watching the traffic or you want me watching the kid?
But there he is.
Yeah, I had him all the time.
Just shut up and get him.
Oh, man, he's going through the yards again.
Turn down the side street.
You see him?
Yeah, I got him. He's
this way.
Yeah. Stop. He's turning down an alley. Take your time, homie.
Man, I think we got him. Look, there they are.
Make sure he don't duck into one of those yards here.
There he goes.
You see which one?
Yeah, by that ugly-looking gray garage.
Man, a solid fence. Where did he go?
Man, this is where he turned in.
You sure?
Yeah, man, right here.
No way he climbed over the fence, let alone take the bike with him.
Well, maybe he went around the house.
Go around the front. Move it.
That was close. Any sign of Ryan out there?
Nope.
Well, we gotta get going. Bruce is waiting for us.
I thought he'd be back by now.
Maybe he's not coming at all. Maybe he made his decision.
Come on, Lionel. You, of all people, know him better than that. You know he'd have a problem with being out after dark.
Maybe he found another place to stay.
Yeah, right.
Maybe he went back to his house.
He'd go crazy there by himself.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, I'm gonna wait 5 more minutes. If he's not here when we leave, he's out.
Judd, I have a bad feeling about this.
What am I supposed to do?
Well, how do you know we didn't...
He knew we were leaving, all right? I said we'd wait 5 minutes. We waited 10. We drove by his house. He wasn't there. I don't know what else I could do.
I don't want nothing to happen to him, but I don't know how to help him either.
All right. So we want Ryan to become a Christian, but we kick him out of the house? What is that all about? We're supposed to look out for each other, remember?
You make it sound like I don't care what happens.
That's not what I'm saying. I just think that we can't just drop him like this.
He knew when he was supposed to be home.
But it doesn't make any sense. If he told us to our faces that he wanted out, that's one thing, but he didn't. He didn't even take his stuff with him.
So what do you think he's doing?
I don't know. Maybe he's in some kind of trouble.
I think he's too chicken to do anything crazy. I mean, he wouldn't go into his house with me in broad daylight.
Maybe he knows what you think of him. Maybe he did something foolish to show you he isn't a chicken.
Doubt it.
I don't! The way you've been on his case...
Okay, Vic. What do you think we should do?
I guess I don't know. Maybe we should just look for him.
All right. He was on his bike, right? Maybe we should drive around Mount Prospect and take the long way to the church.
You want me to call Bruce?
You might want to tell him we'll be late.
You know the number?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you work this thing?
Dial the number, hit send.
New Hope Village Church. This is Loretta. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Vicky Byrne. Is Pastor Barnes in?
He is, but he's on the other line right now. Would you like me to have him call you back?
No, that's okay. We have an appointment to meet with him and we're running a bit late.
Everything okay, I hope?
Yeah, actually we're looking for Ryan. He took off this afternoon and hasn't come home yet.
Oh, for goodness sakes.
What?
What?
What's up?
I think Ryan is on the phone with Pastor Barnes right now.
You're kidding! Ryan is on the phone with Bruce right now.
Where is he?
Did he say where he was?
Not to me, he didn't. So, should I have Pastor Barnes call you when he's free?
No, thanks. Just tell him we'll be right there.
He wouldn't tell me where he was.
What?
All he said was to tell Judd that he would get to the meeting as soon as the coast was clear.
The coast was clear?
Yeah.
What is he talking about?
I offered to pick him up, but he said he doesn't want me leading anybody to him, whatever that means.
I think he's making it up.
I don't. He sounded pretty scared.
Yeah, maybe.
Much as I'd like to wait for him, it's been a long day, and I don't want to be up all night.
Well, if you want to get started, we can bring Ryan up to speed later.
That's fine. Remember to be praying for him, though, okay? That's the most important thing you can do right now. Pray.
All right.
I have something for you guys to read. Judd, why don't you take one and then pass them?
All right. I'll hang on to one for Ryan.
Good.
What is this? Knowing the Antichrist.
This is a list of some of the notes I've been making regarding the rise of the Antichrist and how we might recognize him.
But do we even know when the Antichrist will show up?
No, not for sure, but many of the scholars I've been reading seem to think he would already have been here by the time of the rapture.
Oh.
Then it might be someone we already know and trust.
I've never followed politics, but yeah. I heard people saying that they thought President Fitzhugh was like this big liar.
Every politician has been accused of that, but I don't think it's Fitzhugh.
Why not?
On the second page of your handout there, I listed some of the characteristics of the Antichrist.
Do you think he's out there now?
Yeah, who do you think it is?
I have my eye on someone.
Who?
It would be a mistake for me to try to identify the Antichrist before I was sure. I will say that he is a rather interesting world figure.
Come on, Bruce, give us a clue.
Watch the news. If the Antichrist is not a well-known figure already, he probably will be soon. He's the one we have to fight for at least 7 years if we're going to survive until the glorious appearing.
All right.
I remember my mama saying something about only 1 out of 4 people on Earth still being here at the end of the tribulation.
That's what the Bible says.
You mean that out of everybody on Earth right now, after the rapture, only 1 of 4 of us is going to be here when Jesus comes back?
Because of the wars, plagues, famines, disasters? Yes. I don't want to scare you, but the reality is...
There's 4 of us here right now.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, most likely only 1 of us is going to still be alive in 7 years?
Mm. 7 years. 7 years after the signing of the peace treaty between the Antichrist and Israel. That's when the tribulation starts.
What's the use then, Bruce? What are we here for?
That's the exciting part, don't you see, Judd? Our job is to win as many converts as possible before the end. That's it. When Jesus comes back to set up his 1,000-year reign on earth, we'll either be waiting for him or we'll come from heaven with him. And those who come to him between the rapture and the millennium will reign with him.
So how many would that be?
Well, Revelation says it's numberless.
What does that mean?
Well, something. It could be as high as a billion and a half.
Now that I want to see.
Now, I'm going to be talking more about this at tomorrow's service. You'll all be here, right?
Yeah, all four of us will be here.
Good.
Yeah.
Speaking of the fourth musketeer.
Just in time to go home.
Let's hear what he has to say.
You are not going to believe what just happened to me.
The Kids Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.